Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, our warm weather is holding, and today the daytime temperature should reach 71 degrees with a light southwest wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 46, and on Wednesday sunny with a high near 76. Breezy with gusts from the southwest as high as 26 miles per hour. And in the news for today, the Wisconsin Examiner is reporting today that last week a state appeals court refused to block a lower court ruling setting in stone the prohibition of a practice known as ballot spoiling, which allows a voter who has already submitted an absentee ballot to void it and vote again. The Second District Court of Appeals decided last Thursday against hearing an appeal of a ruling earlier this month in favor of a conservative group that sought to end the practice. Ballot spoiling was advertised as a visible option in the state's August primary election after a Republican candidate for governor and several Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate dropped out of the race before the election. Despite the advertisement, the practice remained rare. Data from the Wisconsin Elections Commission showed that in August primary election, just 3,519 people across the state, less than 0.3% of all voters, cast a new ballot after spoiling their original. The lawsuit against ballot spoiling was brought by a group of prominent Republicans, including former U.S. Attorney General William Barr. After the appeals court decided against hearing the appeal, the WEC held an emergency meeting on Friday and voted unanimously to rescind the guidance it issued in August detailing how an absentee ballot can be spoiled. In 2020, a year in which absentee voting became significantly more common because of the COVID-19 pandemic, nearly 33,000 voters spoiled their ballots and cast new ones, or about 1% of all votes. The popularity of absentee voting has diminished somewhat since 2020, but remains common even though ballot spoiling is no longer an option. WEC data shows that with a week remaining before Election Day, more than 600,000 absentee ballots have been requested, while 444,000 of them have already been returned. The official deadline for absentee ballot requests is November 3rd, but election officials recommend that ballots be requested and returned earlier than that to allow time for them to work through the mail system and arrive in time to be counted by the time polls close at 8 p.m. on Election Day. With the return to more in-person voting and an increase in threats to election workers and processes in the last 2 years, election officials and municipal clerks across the state are making contingency plans for disruption and potential violence. Both major political parties have reported an increase in how many people they've signed up to serve as poll workers, with Republicans claiming they built a large system to weed out and stop any perceived attempts at election fraud. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.